I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone. It's Kara Golden from The Kara Golden Show, and I'm super, super excited to have my next wonderful, wonderful founder and CEO as a guest. We have Rachel Liverman, who is the founder and CEO of Glowbar. And Glowbar is just this incredible place that is an innovative facial studio. We'll get into a little bit more about her business. But if you are not familiar with it, I had visited Glowbar in Tribeca, and she's got a bunch of other locations too, but we'll get into that as well. But we're going to chat a bit more about why she started the business, just overall how the last few years have been going as well. And Glowbar, as I mentioned, is all about facial treatments and aesthetically designed formulas that are really eliminating kind of the overwhelming treatment menus and expense that you might feel like you need when you were going to a spa. And I can tell you firsthand that when I went with my daughter, it was just this amazing, amazing, quick experience that was totally, totally awesome. So Rachel comes from a long line of estheticians, which we're going to chat a little bit more about that. Her grandmother actually founded the first esthetician school, I guess, in the U.S., the Katherine Hines Institute. Very, very cool. I want to hear more about that. And Glowbar was launched in summer of 2019, and now I have to confirm this with Rachel, but 12 locations, is that correct? Or we're working on 12.
We have five today.
Five.
Yep, and we'll get to 12. Yeah.
Eventually 12. Very, very cool. So welcome, Rachel. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored and so excited. And I actually am feeling bad that I don't have my Hint water in front of me. I have my Glowbar Nalgene, but I ran out because we were supposed to chat so long ago, and I usually have my Hint water throughout the day. So I'm just honored to be here and excited.
We're thrilled, and drinking water is just fine. So we're really thrilled that you're doing that and staying hydrated as well. So let's go back to the beginning. Tell us a little bit more about how you got started. Did you always know that you were going to open up Glowbar?
Yeah. So yeah, in my heart of hearts, I always knew that I would open up Glowbar or have my own business. I had played around with a few entrepreneurial endeavors before starting Glowbar as far back as opening when I was like 5 or 6, my own little wax salon, as my mom would say. She probably has those business cards then. And then I did, I opened a store on my college's campus, actually, during undergrad. But yes, I've always known I wanted my own business, and I always knew it would be in skincare because of my family's legacy. As you mentioned, my grandmother, Katherine Hines, started the first accredited aesthetic school in the country in the 70s. And so I come from a long line of entrepreneurs, but also people that were passionate about skincare. So it's always felt right to me.
That's awesome. And your mom is still working in that business, right?
Yeah, she still owns the company today. So I'm a third generation skincare entrepreneur, you could call me, I suppose.
So take me sort of through your own kind of experience. So you spent some time there, and where did you go from there? From that experience?
Yeah. So I did a small stint working for my family's business after undergrad. And I started working for at the time, a small startup called Birchbox. I was one of their first employees. And I started there on the partnerships team. So any product that was inside the box, I was helping to source. And so I was quite young in my career at the time, but it was such an amazing opportunity. I like to say it was like my MBA. I was learning how to work with all of the beauty brands in Manhattan and LA and sell to them this concept of Birchbox. I was there through Series B. It was the most incredible experience ever. I built the strongest network, went on to work for a few other beauty brands before starting Glowbar. But really, like you had mentioned, like I knew I wanted my own business. I knew I wanted to reinvent skincare. And the main reason for that was I wasn't taking care of my skincare. So someone who grew up in skincare, my grandmother, my mom always asked me, are you getting facials? Like, what's going on over there? And I would always say no. And I really started to ask myself, like, why don't I take care of my skin? I'm kind of like the cobbler's son with no shoes.
I was gonna say that.
And so, you know, I really determined what those pain points were for me and said, well, can I solve for these and create something that other consumers love and appreciate and adds value to their life? And so that's how Glowbar came to be.
I talk to a number of people who are, you know, in college or just getting started. And they, you know, I frequently suggest to people that going and working for an entrepreneur, you learn much more than you ever thought that you would, you know, from even the beginning, and just supporting an entrepreneur, supporting a product that you really believe in and a company. Obviously, you mentioned Birchbox. But what do you think was the most surprising thing that you learned in actually going and working at a startup?
First of all, so much, like exactly what you said, which is you learn just every single day, like the most simple things, like, I mean, small things, like how you write the best email to get in front of someone through a cold email. Mm-hmm. I remember Katya, the founder, I asked her to forward me an email of hers, and I used that as a template for 4 years. Like truly. So small things like that. But I think the biggest thing for me, as an entrepreneur starting my own business, and making these big decisions that you have to make when you're running something, is really, how to scale an organization and when to hire more people and to grow and at what pace you should grow a company. I really was able to watch Birchbox grow from 10 people to over 250 people. And you learn a lot during that, good, bad, amazing, huge successes, and then also some of the challenges that you're faced with there. And so, you know, what I take into Glowbar is I always talk to the team about, we have to always ensure at every stage of growth that our foundation is really, really strong, mm-hmm. and has no cracks in the foundation. And I always tell the team, I'm like, we're building a mansion. We're building a castle. Don't get me wrong. We're going to get there. But we have to start with a ranch house first and then check to make sure that that foundation is really strong. Then we can add an addition onto the house. Mm-hmm. And then we have to go back and check that that foundation is strong. And I think, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, you learn from mistakes that are made, or not even, they're just learnings, right? There's no such thing as a mistake. It's just a learning. And so, working for startups, I just learned that if you scale your team too fast, your business too fast, you're going to have really solid cracks in the foundation, and they're really hard to fix if you get too big too fast.
So you went from kind of growing up in a services business, I guess, right? Working, watching your grandmother, watching your mom, mm-hmm. you then went worked in the company, but then you went to work for more of physical goods companies. So did you always know that you were going to sort of mix the two of those? And sort of what was the point when you decided, okay, I'm going to go do this?
Yeah. So I've always loved tangible businesses. So Birchbox, even though we were the first subscription model and really a tech company, you know, if you think about the tech, operation behind Birchbox. It was the algorithm to make sure that you, Kara, got the best box suited for you and your beauty needs is really advanced. But it still had a box element. And I could sit at my desk and say, okay, in this box, we're going to put this little sample. Or, you know, it was still a very tangible product. And then they also had brick and mortar, which I was a part of launching. So I've always just really liked tangible businesses. And so it's just, I've always known that I wasn't going to create a tech company or a SaaS company or, you know, something like that, that you couldn't kind of see. I always wanted to touch and feel it. But furthermore, both of the CPG businesses, so a product business and a services business, they're all driven by people, whether people want the product or they want the service. And so I love people. I love understanding the consumer. I love fixing something for the consumer to make their lives better or add value to their lives. And so for Glowbar, it's all about people. I never say I'm a skincare business. I'm a people business because my doors don't open if there aren't people there. And we don't make money if we don't have customers. And so it's always been just really fun for me to think about, like, how can we create a service that people are obsessed with and feel like adds a lot of value to their life, but also can be a product one day. And, you know, we are launching our own product line. And so we're getting into that world. But I think first we had to establish trust with our customer first before saying, okay, and now we're going to be in your bathroom.
This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. As someone who works long hours, I know how hard it is to find the energy to whip up a meal at the end of the day. But with HelloFresh, you get the gourmet without the extra effort. The recipes are delivered straight to your door, pre-portioned, and easy to follow with steps and pictures to guide you along the way. You get the dish without the difficulty. HelloFresh meals are quick, taking 30 minutes or even less with special 20-minute and easy cleanup options. Plus, with 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including veggie and family-friendly options and flexible online ordering that lets you change your delivery day and food preferences, you get convenience without sacrificing choice. Providing high-quality, high-variety, high-value offerings, you'll get orders tailored to you right at your front door. Make great food minus the fuss. Go to HelloFresh.com/KaraGolden16 and use code KaraGolden16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/KaraGolden16 and code KaraGolden16. When you're hiring someone new, you don't want to spend hours sifting through applications trying to find the right fit. To quickly and easily find your perfect candidate, use this episode's sponsor, LinkedIn Jobs. When you use LinkedIn Jobs, you can create a free job post in minutes. Your entire network sees the post, along with LinkedIn's entire professional network of over 770 million people. As applications roll in, you can use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize when you want to interview and then eventually hire. You can focus on candidates with the right skills and experience while using screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified. That's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/KaraGolden. That's linkedin.com/KaraGolden to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. This episode is sponsored by TurboTax. People think unusual circumstances means complicated taxes, but for TurboTax Live experts, that's what makes things interesting. Maybe you inherited a condo and are renting it out, or maybe you're getting paid in crypto and aren't sure how it's taxed. For TurboTax Live experts, unique situations can mean an even greater refund. TurboTax Live can match you and the right expert who has experience in your unique situation and can answer all of your tax questions right from your phone or computer. They can even take care of the whole filing process for you. Whether you launched your own startup or are working multiple jobs and juggling multiple incomes, an experienced TurboTax Live expert can help you during the entire filing process or do your taxes for you from start to finish to get you the tax deductions you deserve. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. You do your thing, they've got your taxes. Intuit, TurboTax Live. So you started Glowbar in 2019. How did you get started? I mean, how did you think about the writing the business plan? I mean, where did you get the courage to actually, you know, pull the trigger to actually go and do it?
Well, and I would assume you're quite similar. You've got to be a little crazy or not afraid of risk, mm-hmm. in a sense. I've had this like deep constitution inside of me that everything will work out, especially when it comes to work. Personal life, we can have another conversation about. But, you know, with work, I think it was just watching my mom and my grandmother and even my dad's an entrepreneur, like, just like always figure it out, that I was like, well, if they can do it, or if, you know, hundreds of people before me, thousands have, then I can do it. And so once I had an idea that I felt like in my gut, like in my core, like I was like, this could work. I just kind of, I don't know what it was. I think maybe I blacked out for a year or something and just risked it all and was like, all right, we're going to do this. But I just, you know, what I always tell people is I just took it baby step by baby step. And in hindsight, what I really did was I just took a little action every day. And I kind of always said to myself, if I come to a block in the road and it seems like this isn't going to work out, I can stop. And the worst mm-hmm. case is I apply for another job, right? Mm-hmm. I ask for help from my parents. Like, I don't know. That was always my worst case scenario. And I'm fortunate enough to have that trampoline to fall on if I need it. But I just always took little steps. And with Glowbar, unlike other businesses I had tried to start, everything always kept working out. And, you know, like even for example, Glowbar as a brand name, I got it trademarked. You know, like the name Glowbar, like it was just amazing. And I was able to get the trademark in 50 countries. And so like little things like that, when those things start to work, it signaled to me, okay, you're on to something and keep moving the machine forward. And we just have, until COVID, truly, we didn't really come up against any real significant challenges.
So for those who are not familiar with Glowbar, I gave it a little bit of an intro, but why don't you explain it from the founder's mouth, exactly what is it, and what was your dream, and what was your mission in creating this?
Yeah, so the dream was always to help people feel confident in their own skin, and that's our mission today. It's quite simple. We help people feel confident. It's a feeling. It's not like a thing. And Glowbar came from three main pain points that I experienced in the professional skincare space, which is time, money, and trust. Facials were really lengthy in time, so an hour and a half on average. They're about $150 on average, if not more. And everyone does facials these days. You know, your nail salon does facials, and then you have, you know, these resorts and spas that also do facials along with massages and hair and nails. And the customer didn't really know who to trust. And I was one of those customers before Glowbar. I lived in Manhattan, the best city in the world, as some say, and I didn't even know where to get a facial. And so Glowbar solves for those. And that was my vision always. And so Glowbar is a new skincare concept in New York and Connecticut. And we do 30-minute only, highly effective, custom professional facials. And the way we do that is we have taken out all the fluff of the traditional facial. So things we don't do in a Glowbar treatment are wash your face for you. We know you as a very like smart customer and consumer these days that's highly knowledgeable in skincare knows how to wash your own face. So we have this beautiful wash bar. You come, you wash your own face for us. We also don't do any massage. So it's not, our focus is on results, not like a relaxing, like, you know, spa experience necessarily. And then we also don't steam. So we have other ways to get the skin prepared for safe and effective extractions. So those are some of the things we took out. And so today we have 5 studios here in New York and Connecticut, and we are expanding nationwide in the coming years.
Awesome. How have you made Glowbar stand out and amongst you know, the spas. I mean, obviously making it simple, right, and affordable, I think that, and quality is definitely there. But how do you get the word out about Glow Bar?
So lucky for us, we've grown organically to date. And what I always say is our customer is our best marketing channel. So your face after a Glow Bar treatment is what's going to get the word out there. Specifically women like me and my friends, especially, you go to dinner or brunch and the first thing someone asks is, oh my God, your skin looks amazing. What are you doing different? And if that person has been to Glow Bar, that's a really great way for me to reach 5 women at a dinner table that are highly engaged in how to get that you know, effect. We also have made Glow Bar a beautiful place to come to. It's not the most beautiful. It wasn't built just to be an Instagram moment, but it's beautiful. It's clean. It's simple, like you said. There are these moments where the consumer really appreciates that we have you know, custom wallpaper on the wall that is, you know, inspired by skin under a microscope. It's really cool. It looks awesome in a photo. It's really intentional. And so, you know, but at the end of the day, they can love our space. They can even love our team. But if their treatment isn't amazing, they're not going to tell anyone about it. And so what we put all of our effort into is the experience. So the hospitality element of when you walk into Glow Bar and making sure someone looks you in the eye and says, hi, Kara, welcome to Glow Bar. And then how your experience is in the treatment room. Did your goals get accomplished with us? And if not, we need to do something about that. And so I think it's just about experience. Human beings want to be seen and heard. And so we make sure to do just that with every client that comes through our doors.
So true. So can you share a story in building Glow Bar where you felt like you faced a big challenge or that you just weren't really sure how you were going to get through that time, but hopefully you did and you learned a lot of things. I'd love to hear more from you.
Yeah, I thought about this a lot and I love that you ask people this question. Because I think it's actually more important to talk about the challenges to help people learn, because I can sit here and tell you that everything's been amazing. We grew organically. We have 5 locations in just 2 years. And I'm like, that's a boring story. That's like easy on to the next. So I thought a lot about this. And I think the answer that's almost the easiest, which I was like, I don't want to give her the obvious answer or this obvious story, but it is the most impactful. And it's something that has been challenging for 2 years now, which is COVID. And I know that might be the obvious story, but when you start a business like I did, especially a brick and mortar retail business, it's already a really challenging, you know, industry to be in. You know, you're managing 4 walls. Every business is hard. I always tell people that. I'm like, it doesn't matter what kind of business you have. You face similar challenges and it's the similar pressure and stress. But the 4-wall business is just inherently more challenging. And we opened in June 2019 and exactly 9 months later, we were closed for COVID. And I was a new founder, right? I had never run a company before. And so, and I'm also an empathetic leader. Like that's just how I am, like for good or for bad on any given day. I just like care about my people a lot. And so on March 16th, we shut down Glow Bar for what we thought was 2 weeks. And the challenge that posed to a brick and mortar business like ours is that we couldn't necessarily fully pivot to online. We are a services business innately. That's what we built. That's what we knew. That's what we built everything to do. And so, you know, the first challenge there was just how we were going to make sure that our team of people that believed in the company just 9 months before really felt cared for and that we did what was best to them. But unfortunately, to keep the business alive, we did have to lay off the team for a period of time. And that was a really like hard first month managing COVID. But then the challenge, you know, thereafter was just how we were going to survive being closed for 6 months. And we couldn't pivot to just doing online. You can't do facials online. That's why I say I have a people business, not a skincare business, because without people, we can't do what Glow Bar was built to do. And so we had to, you know, pivot in a small way to just doing skincare consultations. So what we decided to do was say, we can't be there with our hands on you, but we can have Zoom meetings all day long and talk to you about what skincare challenges you're facing at home, what we can help with. And then we were shipping product. So I actually brought all of my retail product from Tribeca to my home, and I would have skincare consults all day during our 6-month closure and basically prescribe people their skincare routine and ship it to them. And we were able to sustain our product revenue every single month doing that. And it was just so amazing to see people support us in that respect and come to us for product, knowing that that wasn't our primary business. You know, we're not an e-commerce business necessarily. So that was challenging. But I think, like, from the business standpoint, what was challenging was how we were going to create a clear path to be able to reopen. And how I was going to be able to afford being closed for 6 months and what changes I needed to make to be able to basically, like, hoard our cash to help us throughout the closure. So not only were we doing, like, you know, at-home skin consultations to bring in some revenue, but we really cut all spend. So really small things, like, we put on pause our, you know, I think it's a $50 bill for our phones at Tribeca. Like, literally the phone that you call when you call Glowbar. Yeah. We called him and we were like, to the phone guy, I'm like, I know it's just $50 a month or maybe 90 at the time, but I can't, I have to hold my cash. And so we have to put, like, a break on it. So there was no phone system for 6 months at Glowbar. If you called, we put every, like, stop payment on everything. We just had to, and had to have really hard conversations. Our landlords, like, just anyone that we had partnerships with were affected by that, but we just had to really hold our cash and have those hard conversations and sad conversations, because those are people's lives that are affected too. And then we really sat back and we said, we actually have the most beautiful opportunity that most businesses that start don't get the opportunity to have, which is we get to pause our operation, reset, reassess, and say, what wasn't working in those 9 months we were open? What really sucked? What did everyone complain about? What didn't work as well as we thought it would? And we actually used it as an opportunity to build technology that we didn't have beforehand based on those 9 months of learning, redo our entire operation. So even small things like, how do we know that the space is cleaned every day? We didn't have a process for that the first 9 months. We put in a checklist process that's on, you know, our piece of technology that we built. So now our studios just go in and they check off exactly that they did it. And that seems small, but to some, the business like mine, that was something that we, like, you know, we digitized and, like, really made it so that when we reopened, the team really could tell that we had thought a lot about what wasn't working and improved upon it. And so I actually tell people that shutting down for COVID was one of the best things that could have ever happened to Glowbar, because we reassessed our entire operation. And so we did use that challenge, right, of being closed and that really scary, scary time. I mean, there were days where I was, like, in fetal position crying in my bed, being like, my dream is going to be all gone, into an opportunity to say, how can we reopen better? And if we can survive this, we're going to be good for the long haul, because if you can get through 6 months of being closed, you can almost get through anything, I would like to think. So, you know, in addition to that, and the last thing I'll say is we also lobbied. So we didn't just sit there on our, you know, on our, like, and just sit and kind of mope. We were like, okay, we need the government to know that we are a really strong business and we have a lot of other businesses like ours that are suffering right now and not getting any attention. So we actually spearheaded lobbying with the government and Governor Cuomo to say, hey, you're giving guidance to restaurants and you're giving guidance to fitness, you know, all day long, but you haven't mentioned salons and spas. So we were able to lobby successfully and we reopened in September of 2020. And it's continued to be hard. So I've got many stories of why it's still hard. We've been through COVID, Delta, Omicron, where we were hit pretty significantly in each. But we've learned more than anything. And also the resilience that myself and my team have built, give us so much confidence in the future.
Definitely. So, and you were mentioning before we actually started recording that, Omicron has really been the toughest for you guys. How so?
Yeah, it was, you know, previously, it was mainly the customers that were hit hardest and they would stop coming in. What made it even more challenging is that just everyone in New York got hit.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't just customers, it was also my staff. And how were we catching it? And there was so much we've all learned even just from Omicron. It was kind of a different strand. And, you know, there's a 5-day instead of a 10-day quarantine. And, you know, incubation was a little bit different. And what the symptoms were a little bit different. And do you have a cold or do you have Omicron? And it just added a lot of complexity. And I think, like, Kara, the other thing was, I don't know about you, but here in New York, the tail end of summer through the fall, we really went back to normal. Like, mm-hmm. masks weren't like even being used as much. And we all kind of went back to living our lives. And October, we had the best month that we've had to date for Glowbar. And so when Omicron hit during Thanksgiving, I think we all just were, it was like shock to the system and to the operation. And so it just hit a lot harder. And we definitely saw the most cancellations, add on holiday, add on cold weather. It just was a really tough month to get through. But I'm really excited to see what this spring does for all of us in business.
Yeah, I feel like, especially even with events, I think more and more events are starting. I was talking to a friend of mine who runs a big event company in New York City. And she said, April is like, you know, people are really looking at moving forward and trying to get, as soon as the weather starts getting a little bit warmer. So hopefully we'll get rid of this variant and there won't be any additional variants coming for sure for, you know, everybody's businesses and hopefully we'll be able to keep moving forward. So, well, I love your story and I love that you've shared all the challenging times. And I mean, definitely staying in touch with the consumer and from the beginning, but also through their journey too, I think is so key in any business. And clearly you're in the services business that, you know, you've shown that that is just really, really key. And I love too, that you have also shared that, you know, there's times that you just can't even prepare for, that you just have to still show up and be an empathetic leader and try and figure things out. And I think that those end up being the best leaders, the most successful leaders today. And so clearly, you have definitely shown that. So thank you so much for sharing all with us, for sure. And tell all the listeners a little bit more about how they can find you, how they can find Glowbar. Where are your locations exactly? You've got 5 right now.
Yeah, so we're in New York City in Tribeca and Upper East Side, in Williamsburg, Roslyn, New York, and Long Island, and Westport, Connecticut.
Awesome.
And we'll be opening more in the tri-state area this year and next. So we're very excited. And you can find Glowbar on Instagram at Glowbar, G-L-O-W-B-A-R, and on our website, Get Glowbar. And you can also say hi to me at Rachelista. I love hearing from anyone and everyone.
Very, very cool. Well, thank you so much, Rachel. And your story, as I said, is just an amazing entrepreneurial journey, and definitely so much to learn from you. I'm really excited to watch you grow in the future for sure. So thank you everybody for listening to this episode, and definitely please subscribe to the Kara Golden Show. We have amazing guests like Rachel who come on and share their story. And please be sure to give this episode 5 stars. It really does make a difference in the algorithm. And definitely find me on all social channels at Kara Golden. And don't forget, if you haven't read my book of my entrepreneurial journey, it's called Undaunted. And I get to talk about the growing of Hint and so many other pieces along the way. We are here at the Kara Golden Show every Monday and Wednesday. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a great rest of the week. And thanks again, Rachel. And goodbye for now. Before we sign off, I want to talk to you about fear. People like to talk about fearless leaders, but achieving big goals isn't about fearlessness. Successful leaders recognize their fears and decide to deal with them head on in order to move forward. This is where my new book, Undaunted, comes in. This book is designed for anyone who wants to succeed in the face of fear, overcome doubts, and live a little undaunted. Order your copy today at undauntedthebook.com and learn how to look your doubts and doubters in the eye and achieve your dreams. For a limited time, you'll also receive a free case of Hint Water. Do you have a question for me or want to nominate an innovator to spotlight? Send me a tweet at Kara Golden and let me know. And if you like what you heard, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow along with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Kara Golden. Thanks for listening.